Je passe maintenant à notre collègue d'organisation locale, qui est là dans sa fonction de communicante, pas d'Antoinette, s'il te plaît.
Alors, bonjour à tout le monde. Tout d'abord, je voudrais commencer par, par quelques mots qui veulent exprimer au moins en part la grande joie et la grande honneur que nous avons de partager avec l'Observatoire européen du plurilinguisme ces assises importantes et bien sûr d'avoir l'honneur d'être ensemble pour partager nos points de recherche, nos doutes, nos questionnements en ce qui concerne le plurilinguisme. The paper I had to present, it's entitled Language Diversity Seen from the Perspective of Preparatory Year Programs. And I want to tell you that we are a team, so my colleagues, Raluca Urduzeu, Violella Valentina Dima, and myself, we have been involved for several years in this program, which is quite particular within the, the landscape of language programs within the Bucharest University of European Studies. The outline of our presentation contains, first of all, I'm going to tell you a few words about which is the aim of our paper, and of course, a note on linguistic diversity and multilingualism, as well as which is the situation or the current state of affairs with such preparatory year programs in Europe, as well as, of course, we are trying to develop a few particular things connected to our program. And of course, conclusions and some references. So the aim of our paper is basically to shed light on how preparatory year programs for foreign languages capitalize on the multilingual competencies of our students. So in order to do so, we briefly reviewing literature, existing literature on multilingual competencies and language diversity. We are trying to explore the need for and the implementation of such preparatory programs in various European countries, as well as to provide details in how the preparatory year of Romanian language for foreign citizens is organized in our university. So we strongly believe that these studies may contribute to the development of participants' multilingual competencies. Regarding, the linguistic diversity and plurilingualism, so I'd like to refer to, to two points. One is multiculturalism, as it is defined in Oxford Living Dictionary, being the presence of several distinct cultural groups within a society, and referring to multicultural skills, as we all know, according to the European European Council document. So we have multicultural skills. They range from cognitive to affective and behavioral competencies. Namely, we have knowledge about other cultural groups and their products and practices, and knowledge about the ways in which people of different cultures interact. So multicultural skills refer also to attitudes, to skills of interpreting and relating, and I provided examples there, skills of discovery and critical cultural awareness. Also, we know linguistic diversity refers to the harmonious coexistence of many languages in Europe, and this is a powerful symbol of the European Union's aspiration to be united in diversity, one of the cornerstones of the European project. So we may see that the benefits of languages can serve basically as a bridge to other people and can open access to other countries and cultures, promoting mutual understanding. As well as a successful multilingualist policy can strengthen the life chances of citizens. It may increase their employability, facilitate access to services and rights, and contribute to solidarity through enhanced intercultural dialogues and cohesion. So a clarification regarding this particular type of program: several types of preparatory year or foundation year programs, as it appears in some literature examples. So several types of programs are available, namely programs where students learn the basics of a given domain. They could be 1 year program, basically, or two semester programs. Alors, lorsqu'on a des trop d'émotions, c'est pas bien. Je m'excuse. On the other hand, so we can see that there are programs where students can learn language of the country they want to study in afterwards, and a particular attention is paid to academic skills, communication skills, personal relation and development skills, employability, according to the cited reference. So in Europe, there are academic courses list a total of 226 programs or foundation programs, 165 foundation program in 16 European countries and plus, and 61 preparatory year programs in 11 countries in Europe. But there must be more of them, as Romania is listed with only one out of 25 preparatory year programs available. Regarding some examples, so we can see Austria, where there are preparatory courses in German and English, the Czech Republic, intensive lessons in Czech, Belgium with two semester program of learning, France, French, Germany, two to four semester program learning. We may continue with Italy, with Russia, Spain, Turkey, Great Britain, and they either combine, let's say, disciplines with a language, or they try to enhance students with basic skills they need for academic studying. So now Romania, after this very long introduction, but for Romania, this kind of programs is quite new. Now there are 25 public and private higher private, public and private higher education institutions which deliver this kind of programs under the authorization of the Ministry of National Ministry of Education. And these programs are treated on a pair with other study program offered by higher education institutions. And they are subject to authorization, as well as their curriculum is recommended by means of a set of national standards. Our program was created in 2017. Well, the curriculum contains, of course, general and specialized Romanian classes, introductory classes of Romanian culture and civilization, and which makes, let's say, particular thing for our academy, specialized courses for three domains, namely social sciences, biological and biomedical sciences, and engineering sciences. Basically, we deliver terminology and the things which are particular for special discourses in this language. So, of course, our program follows the standards imposed by, let's say, the European framework of languages. But what I'd like to mention is the fact that the languages we use in the teaching process, so Romanian and English, but also French, Italian, Spanish, Arabic, and Russia. You may wonder why, although, for instance, myself with my Romanian students, I do not use at all Romanian in teaching French or English. With students enrolled within this program, things are quite different. Why? Because their background, so you may see, covers more than 30 countries. So far, we had 320 students. In this year, we have enrolled about 70 students, and we may see the wide range of countries they come from. So we need to use English, but not all of them know English. So French, it's the second language, but it may happen also with Spanish, Italian. Probably we teachers, we have to learn a little bit Arabic in order to enhance at least communication in the first 2-3 months, because it's very difficult this period. So regarding the opportunities for insertion on the education market, I have to say briefly that all of them successfully enrolled on bachelor's, master's, doctoral, as well as postgraduate programs in a quite wide range of domains. So again, we can find social sciences, biological engineering, but also other fields, namely architecture, sport, photography, English language and literature. Programs which are organized within 15 Romanian universities in five cities. Regarding the opportunities of our graduates for insertion on the labor market, so I have to mention that on one hand, they succeed in finding a job during, let's say, even during this first preparatory year, but also further. And we can see on one hand internships and professional practice during higher education study programs in small and medium enterprises, in multinationals, insurance, banking, distribution sector, consultancy for the economic, let's say, field. And of course, hospitals, pharmacy for those of you who come to Romania to embrace a medical career. During, let's say, the preparatory year, most of them, they work in call centers, but as well as petty trade, department stores, gyms, e-commerce, language teacher of Arabic, Spanish, English, freelancers, photographers, graphic designers, websites, and website designers, and so on and so forth. So, we may conclude that this program may contribute to the formation and development of multilingual individuals who are equipped with foreign language skills, a variety of intercultural skills, and a set of attitudes that contribute to their inclusion on the education and labor markets of the destination countries, as well as their active participation in the society. And here I included a selection of references. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Antonietta, for this promising program, this interesting program, preparing mobility and inclusion. So this is a very important topic also in plurilingualism, mobility versus inclusion, or versus or included inclusion, I don't know.